Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do the loving man.
Victorious in that thing. So just don't hope. Know that you're going to be victorious no matter what the situation is or whatever's going on in your life. Amen. Hey, Tanya, I haven't seen you in a while. Hey, honey, and happy belated birthday. Amen. Hey, Reverend Pam. Hi, Tisha, my daughter. Sister Reese. Amen. So I just want to just say, bless the Lord at all times. Who's that thing? Oh, hi, Susan. So I just bless God. So you know, got your whole church on today. Look at my whole church, y'all. I know the ones who dialed in. I want you all to send a picture a little later and tag me your whole church, even if it's your drawer. Me and Tisha talked about that this morning, about whatever your whole church may be. It may be an envelope. It may be one of these boxes I have here, whole church I have here. It may be... Hi, Nene, hi. And maybe, okay. And maybe putting your, put it in a drawer, put it in an envelope, whatever you want to write down, three things, or how, you know what, that's not even limited, God. Whatever you want to put in your whole chest, whatever you want to store in there on today, put it in your whole chest. Every week we're going to be getting on here. We're going to be believing God that we are victorious whatever we hope for. Amen. Let me tell you something. As long as it lines up with God and it's on the inside of you, you know whether or not you have a faith about that thing. I just believe God that he's going to turn some things around, whether it's situations, whether it's places, whether it's things, whether it's us, whether it's relationships, whatever it is, we're going to be hoping that God changed some things up, but not hoping, being victorious of what we hope for. God blew my mind when he told me that, because I said, I'm going to give you a hope check. He says, no, hoping and be victorious of what you're hoping for. Hallelujah. So I bless the name of the Lord. This morning on our prayer line, I was at St. Paul Chapel. My pastor, Reverend Joshua Good, we talked about our prayer times every morning, so you can go to St. Paul Chapel page, and we pray every morning this week at 6:15, and then every Tuesday at 6:15. But this morning I talked about Nehemiah, and I also talked about with Nehemiah as that unique place, because God has us in a unique place, and I believe that with all of my heart, where we are today, it's no accident. We are in a unique place. But what do you do in a unique place? But I'm going to just summarize this up for a minute. Nehemiah, he was a cupbearer, and he prepared wine and food for the king. Now, even though that may have been a little job to somebody else, God knew it was going to be a big job, because he needed to be at that unique place in order to be able to get favor from the king to rebuild the wall that was around the temple, because the wall was burned down in Jerusalem. Nebuchadnezzar, his old crazy self. Amen. But look at God. Some years later, God said, you know what? I want you to go to rebuild the wall. But he put the burden on the inside, on the passion on the inside of Nehemiah to be able to say, look, it needs to be a wall around the temple. So when they was released from captivity, some of his friends came, so a friend came to visit him, and he said, what's going on? And he said, the walls lay in ruin. See, the walls around that time, it may be insignificant to us, but it was significant to Nehemiah, because it was essential, because he said, those walls bring peace. Those walls bring, you know, it's like it's fortified, where the enemy can't come in and wreck your house. The enemy can't come in and wreck the temple and wreck everything around the temple and in your land. So it was a force, or it was a peace, and it also created safety. So yes, he wanted that wall built around the temple, but God put it in his heart. But see, let me tell you, somebody else would have went to the king. They would have died going to the king for a God that he did not serve. But because God gave favor in that unique position that Nehemiah was in, he was able to get favor from the king, to be able to ask him. And the king said, look, whatever you need, resources, how long are you going to be gone? But see, that's the favor of God. So I come to encourage you today, whatever job you may feel like is insignificant, it's not. Hallelujah. One of the things that Reverend Pam always says, do not despise small beginnings. Do not despise small beginnings. That became one of my favorite scriptures in Zechariah. Do not despise small beginnings. So you may feel the place that you're in now. everybody's business and everybody's ministry, and everybody was just dropping nuggets. So I bless God for them on today. Hallelujah. But when God told me, stop a hope chest, you got to hope and be victorious of what you're hoping for. Hallelujah. God is, let me tell you something, he is all of that. Hallelujah. So whatever your hope chest may be, your diaper bag, your hope chest may be your drawer, an envelope, or it may be whatever you find, a box, whatever you find in the house that you may feel like, I got to write it out and I got to put it in there. Hallelujah. Just hoping in God. And you are victorious. That thing, whatever you're going through, you're going to be victorious in it. Amen. So I have my hope chest right here. I'm going to write down my three things. So before we move forward, just know, hallelujah, that God is on your side. And you can write however many things that you're hoping to have to be victorious in. But just knowing and believing that when you write it out, you are victorious. Now, I have written down things in my hope chest, and it has been years. But then I can go back and say, you know what? God answered that prayer in the date we like in the 2001, 2000. But guess what? God answered my prayers, but I never let go of it. And even though in the midst of what we go through, it looks like the world is in such disaster, is going on all around us, God has you here for unique times. So spread some love, encourage somebody, build your spirits up, and say, this too shall pass. But it's a time where it's a call to repentance, where we have to ask God to forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. So we're going to go into our scripture text for today. Hi, Jane. Hi, Nicole. Amen. Hi, Edna. Okay, who did? Edna, hi, baby. Hi, Edna. My daughter is my tech today. She's doing an awesome job. Amen. Okay, so let's move into our word. But, you know, let's pray before we move into our word. Father, we thank you. We bless you, God. We lift you. We give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for everything. And I thank you for just moving and shaking and just loving us more than we love ourselves, dear Lord. I thank you, God, for healing my sister, God, that she had a good surgery, Father God. And, Lord, you just bringing her along for speedy recovery, Lord God. And I thank you, God. Lord, we go before Evangelist Pastor on today, God. Continue to heal her body, God. You be the doctor, hallelujah, in the doctor's room, Father God. Hallelujah. Go before her test results on today, Father. Do it right now for your glory and send healing, my Lord. Go before my co-worker, Alfreda. Heal her body, God. Heal her husband's body, God. In the name of Jesus, touch this world, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, dear God. Lord, you know all about us, but we trust you in a time such as this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So God is awesome. Hallelujah. Remember Rita Elaine. Amen. Remember her and her family. So, and my spiritual mother, Reverend Moore, hallelujah. So we're going to go to Jeremiah, and my aunt star, my aunt Penny, and my sister Penny, had too much coffee today. So we're going to go before you with Jeremiah chapter 29, my daughter laughed, but chapter 29, beginning with the fourth verse. The word of the Lord reads, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those whom I carry into exile from Jeremiah to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Go ahead, Lord. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons, and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number. Hallelujah. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Hallelujah. He said, do not decrease. Verse 7. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Hallelujah. I'm going to just stop right there, verse 7. But I love it because this is the prophet Jeremiah, and he was writing a letter to those who were still living, the elders who were still living, being in captivity, being in exile. And he sent them a letter from Jerusalem just to encourage them, to let them sorry, do not let the prophets, diviners among you, deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage you them to have, sorry, to have, okay, let me read that again. Verse 8 says, yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel says, do not let the prophets and the diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. And he's talking about the false prophets. So Jeremiah in verse 8 was talking about even though you're in captivity, and even though you're praying for God to release you, your captivity may not be in jail. Your captivity may be in a relationship. Your captivity may be to yourself. Because sometimes we feel like we are our own worst enemy, and sometimes we are. Whatever you feel like you in are captive to, it could be smoking cigarettes. It could be with a bad attitude. It could be, but let me tell you something, no good thing when he will hold from you if you walk it right before the Lord. So you may feel like you in captivity, like something you can't get out of. It don't always have to be a relationship, but it could be your way of thinking. Hallelujah. It could be your way of thinking. It could be the way you serve, the way you think, the way you talk, that you try to correct it day by day. But guess what? Keep on working it out. Keep on speaking it. Keep on acting right. Even though you fail today, get up and try it again tomorrow. I'm telling you something. You got to keep on going and working out your soul salvation. Hallelujah. But he said in that time of being in captivity, when you, and that's the time when you, like, when you're vulnerable, when you're looking like, oh, my God, they want to give me a word. Let me go get a palm reader, somebody to read my palm, and maybe they'll get, I'll hear a word from the Lord. No, because that's witchcraft. Only God knows the beginning and the end. Leave those palm readers alone. Get off that horoscope and let God, pray to God and let God to direct your path. Hallelujah. Praise to God. So that's why the prophet Jeremiah was talking to them while they was in captivity, because he knew that was a vulnerable time for them. So God sent the word. Do not listen to those prophets, those false prophets. Do not listen to them and their dreams. Oh, I dreamt about you, and this is what I think you should do. Don't you know that God will confirm everything? Hallelujah. His word will not return to you. Boy, it will not. When God speaks it, it is so. God confirms things that, so when somebody speaks something, God can probably already told you a while ago. So it's just confirmation by the time they get to you. And if not, don't you know God will confirm it after that? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. So be careful of everybody speaking to you, telling you which way you should go, telling you what you should do. Because it ain't always God. So that's what he was saying. You know, when you be so thirsty for something and you so ready for healing and you so ready for this and that, do you accept every experiment that's going on out here because you just want to be healed? You got to be careful. Ask God, Lord. Yes, God created doctors. Yes, he created medicine. Hallelujah. But you got to pray. Ask God, Lord, please, is this for me? Is this what I should do? Hallelujah. I know it's something because, I mean, there's a zealot that's on you. She pray about everything, okay? I'll be ready to get in the car and roll, and she's praying. Hallelujah, Jesus. But glory be to God, because that's just her. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know folks say you always praying too. Yes, I do. But God is so good. But when you can look at somebody else, when that's all they do, but bless me to God. Hallelujah. Any man just cancer. Like in verse 9, they are prophesying lies to you in my name. Look at that. Oh, Jesus. He said they are prophesying lies to you in my name. And they said, Jesus said, let me just back up here and let me tell y'all this. I was at a day God revealed to me something, and somebody came to me and said, God said, you need to do this. I'm saying myself, and it kind of, I was wild. I said, wait a minute, hold up. Now, I know that's not what God is speaking to me. So don't come to me and tell me what Jesus told you to tell me, because that's not lining up. Now, folks have spoke over my life, and I know for sure that was from God, because they just confirmed what God was telling me. Hallelujah, Jesus. So glory be to God. So I'm not saying you have a spirit of discernment who could speak stuff over you, but every time somebody has something that God has already told me, I don't care if it was 20 years ago, they didn't already told me what line right up for what I'm going through, but I know it's from God. You know when God visits you, don't nobody else know but you and God. Hallelujah. So he said, and they prophesy lies in my name. Because folks, and that's that person who came to me and said, I'm saying myself, God did not, that's not what I'm hearing from God. The next day, within 24 God, yes. I know when God is speaking to me. So God confirmed that thing to the pastor. I said, no, and now that's what I was hearing from the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. But see, Jesus, glory be to God. If I would have listened, I wouldn't have been here today because you were sending me back into a whole situation that I was running for my life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm here as though this whole chapter starts shouting up in here because it just hit me. What they were speaking over me, lies. If I would have listened, I would have went back into a situation where I was running for my life. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God, if God is for you, who can be against you? See, that's what God told Jeremiah to speak to them and tell them, don't listen to the lies that the prophets are saying in my name. God will confirm that thing. The next thing within 24 hours, God confirmed it. It just hit me, y'all. That person was sending me, that enemy was sending me back into a situation. He called me, hallelujah, God. But let me tell you, when you pray the old stuff, when you have a relationship with God, and some people steer away from prayer because they feel like, oh, I don't pray a big, elaborate prayer like you. I don't use big words. You ain't got to use big words. Just have a relationship with God. Talk to him like me and you are talking now. God wants to hear from you. And it builds up and builds up. You start hearing the voice of the Lord. If not, God comes to everybody differently. But don't allow those false prophets to speak lies into you when you know it ain't lining up with what God told you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to keep going down to verse 10 says, this is what the Lord says. Hallelujah. When 70 years are completed of Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans, hallelujah, I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I'm going to read that again. Verse 10 and 11. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, he's telling them, keep on going, baby. You may feel like you in captivity now. He says, I will come. Hallelujah. I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and the future. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will, hallelujah, listen to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And the last verse I'm going to read is 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Verse 14. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. Hallelujah. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. So let me tell you something. God says, I know the plans I have for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. He knows the plans that he has for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love that verse. On verse 11, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope. Hallelujah. And the future. Plans to give you hope and the future. See, God had to send Jeremiah to send them a letter while they was in that down place. See, God comes to speak to you when you're in that down place. He said, I know the plans I have for you. Hope in the future. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he's come to give you hope in the future because God knows the plans he has for your life. So even though God for some things. So we're going to be revisiting this for 21 days, y'all. We're going to be believing God. We're going to believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to believe God on today. Hallelujah. We're going to believe him. Write down those things and pray over those things. Pray over those things, but just go believing. I don't care if you got to write it out and put it in your top drawer. You got to know what you want to tag me on today. Your hope test, whether it's a box you use, an envelope, whether you put it in the drawer, but you got to write the vision and make it plain. So you got to write it down. Hallelujah, Jesus. My lines are open. If you want to press one, I'll take your call. Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, my God. God is so amazing, y'all. I am just so filled right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. If you press one, hold on. Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, caller. Hello? I can hear you a little bit, but not really. I'm going to go back out and then come back in again. I think somebody's trying to press one in. They did, but let me just see. If not, we're going to move on. Hello? Hello? Going back out. Amen. Somebody first one. I was trying to bring you in, but I tried to. So I just want to encourage you that I'm gonna try to go back to it in a minute. That God is so faithful, y'all, and He is so good. If somebody say something, I'm gonna read some comments. Mhm. Hi, Char Games. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Angel Marie. So I am challenging you all. Amen. Believe God, evangelist. I need to hear from you now. So next week, if you dial in, I want to hear about your hope chest. Did you put some things in it? Did you believe in God for? Let me tell you something. Dreams do come true, y'all. I mean, I have written things out and I have put it in my chest. And I believe God for it. I put the date on there. And God answered it, I go back and put, it is done. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. It is done. So whatever you're hoping for, know you victorious in that thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want to press one, my lines are open. I'm going to try it one more time. Amen. Hello, callers. Hello? Amen. I don't think they, okay. Maybe they press one by accident. Amen. But if you press one, I'll take your call. I have time for one more caller. Amen. Y'all on here on today. Let me tell y'all something. So the ones who dialed in, if I don't know if you're on Facebook or not, but inbox me so I can hear from you all that you are is on board with the hope chest. And we're going to have some things, and we're going to put it in our hope chest and believe God for y'all. I have to tell me what it is, but just let me know that y'all hear me and that y'all on for this 21 day. I'm not even going to say it's a challenge because we believe in God. But most of all, this thing right here is a prayer chest. We're going to be praying, so we're going to call it a prayer hope chest. A prayer hope chest, y'all. Believing in God for some great things. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I am a witness to it. And so my broadcast is getting ready to end. I just want to let y'all know that God is faithful and He is so good, y'all. And just be encouraged on today. In spite of what's going on around us in the country, just know that there is hope. Just know that there is hope. And sometimes we feel like we lost hope when we feel like our loved ones in time, their backs on us. When we feel like, Lord, this relationship is so broken, but Lord, I'm broken too. And what am I going to do? You got to trust God and give it to Him. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, I've been there with a broken heart, but God is able to restore it, replenish, and do a new thing. Hallelujah. And thank you, God, for dropping it in my and it felt like somebody just got a foot on you. He was letting them know, this is it's a new beginning for you, baby. It's a new beginning, but you got to trust God in this downtime. You got to trust God in that depression. You got to trust God that suicidal state. You got to trust God when you being oppressed, and you still got to pray for your enemy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Still got to pray for them. So that's what he was telling them, to be encouraged, because this is a new beginning. And even though it feels like, you know, it can't get no worse than this, it's a new beginning for you. I don't care. And even if you lost your job, just know, whatever situation, it don't matter whatever situation it is, because God is able. I've been there. How I'm going to take these two kids and no job? But God, hallelujah, whoo, glory be to God. He is a restorer. And he is a way maker. He is a mind regulator. He makes a way out of no way. Do you hear me? He makes a way out of no way. Glory. I'm going to just share this last thing with you. When I thought it was impossible, when I thought God could do it, and I know Ty and Doctor, he was on here this line, how God heals a husband. But guess what? She never let go of her faith. She never believed that it was impossible. No matter what the doctor said, no matter what they said, she believed God could heal her husband. And she never left it all to go. Hallelujah. I know I talk about Hannah too. Hannah never left it all to go. Even when the man of God accused her of being drunk, she didn't get angry and say, I'm leaving. I ain't never coming back here. No. She had to say, Lord, to the priest, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. Hallelujah. And that's what God blessed her. Hallelujah, Jesus. Why? Because she did not let go, no matter what it looked like. She did not let it go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I know what it is to be at that place. How can I, Lord, how can I feed my kids? Let me tell you this. And I'm going to let y'all go. I went down, my children were little. I went down to the store, and I said, Lord, and my kids, and I said, you know, my family didn't know nothing about it, because I felt like I'm the head of this household. I'll take it as house. I ain't telling my mom or my daddy, my sisters, nobody. But I went down to the store, and I said to my babies, and we went into the store, and it always like for me to treat them as Dunkin' Donuts. So I went down there without a dollar in my pocket. And I said, I'm believing God. I stood in the middle of that floor. I caught my account. There was money in there. It was supposed to be, but I trusted God in the middle of that floor. Well, my babies looked up at me and said, Mommy, we ordered something. I said, I don't care what kind of breakfast sandwiches you order. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. But I'm talking about that kind of faith. When you believe and stand on the promises, God, you said you would never leave me nor forsake me, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm believing. I am the lender and not the borrower. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Overflow is coming my way. Hallelujah, God. I believe God. I believe God. He told me, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll take care of itself. My sisters will tell you, I believe tomorrow I'll take care of itself. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I believe that in the middle of our Lord. Hallelujah, that I was going to feed my baby. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. So I know being in that place where you feel like, Lord, how am I going to feed my family? How am I going to pay my bills? When you call and they tell you they don't know where your father is, but just hold up. We're giving you another 30 days. What is God? So in this time of losing some stuff, don't you know that God is going to give everything back to you that you have lost? That's why me and Jeremiah was telling them, you may be in captivity right now. You may feel like you're in bondage right now. You may feel like you have lost everything. But you got to keep in mind, you got to keep your hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. So he said to them, I know the plans I have for you. I'm going to read this scripture one more time, and I'm going to let y'all go. Verse 11, this is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, but I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Hallelujah. Plans to give you a hope in the future. He said, plans not to harm you. Because sometimes in the midst of what we're going through, we feel like, God, why would you do this to me? God, why would you? Well, let me tell you, why not? Because the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I'll see you all next week at Hope Victoria Studios. Tell me, let me know that you have your hope checked, no matter what you putting, writing it out and putting it in, or putting it in, but still believing it. Hallelujah. Amen. But just keep in mind when you're writing your stuff out that your hope is because you are victorious in that situation or whatever's going on. Hallelujah. Even if you have a place in your life where you just rejoice that God is blessing you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be like Abraham. God enlarged my territory. And when Jesus prospered, when God prospered him, he still continued to praise the name of the Lord. So your hope can be that I will continue to praise you forevermore, God. Praise you, God, forevermore, Father. Till I take my last breath, praise you, God. My hope is that I will continue to praise you and not lose focus because God has blessed me. Lose focus because now I have so much, I don't have to pray as long. Hallelujah. So your hope could be not to get off track and to keep your focus. Hallelujah. Your hope could be, Lord, I want to love you more because you are my Father. Lord, I want to praise you more because you are my Daddy. Lord, I want to praise you more because you are God. Hallelujah. Your Son died on the cross of my sins that I may have everlasting life, God. I'm hoping, God, in you, Father. I hope, God, that you will continue to carry me, Father, which I know you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I glorify you. I thank you for being so mighty. I thank you for being so powerful. I thank you for just being so loving, God. But Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. Down the cross that we may have everlasting life. You stand in the word of Romans 10, 9, and thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your Son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Know that God is on your side. Know that if you confess the Lord Jesus and believe that he raised his Son Jesus from the dead, and you ask God to come into your heart and save you, hallelujah, you are saved. Hallelujah. You have to get into a church where you can continue to go to Bible study and grow, continue to grow in the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're not sure about your salvation, you can always inbox me at Hope Victorious, or you can send me an email at hopevictorious2@gmail.com. If you're not sure about your salvation, we will go over the plan of salvation. I will go over it with you. God is so mighty, y'all. You just always email me. It may take me a minute, but I'll respond to you. Hallelujah. God is faithful, y'all. I love y'all. Y'all go in peace and know that God is on your side. I pray for my niece Nyla on today and thank God for healing. My sister Penny. And we just bless God on today. Hallelujah. And keep Rita Elaine in your prayers. She's one of our Hope Victorious listeners. God bless you all and have a wonderful day. And I'll see you all on next Tuesday. So write down in your hope chest. I'm so hyped right now, y'all. Oh, my God. Because I believe in God. I believe in God. Even when it looks like it looks bad. But I believe in God for what looks good. So I'm looking past the disaster and I'm looking to Jesus because I know he's the only one who can heal. He's the only one that's set free and delivered. So God bless you all. Amen. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. God bless you. Bye.